Special use exception.
Our final case this evening is number 12,138. April Black and Cindy Martin are seeking a special use exception to operate a tourist home, also referred to as a bed and breakfast inn, under section 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30, approximately 988 feet south of Benham Switch Road, Road 294. The 911 address is 20221 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 135, Map 16, Parcel 65. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Sorry, that was a letter from them.
Okay. If you would state your name. Both of you all state your names.
April Black.
Sydney Moore.
Okay, and do you both swear or affirm to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, if you would take the podium and explain your case to the board.
I'll talk.
You can move the mics if you want.
My name is Sydney Martin. This is April Black.
I'm April Black. We recently purchased.
And good evening.
Oh, yes.
Good evening.
All right.
In harmony, please.
In December, we purchased the property on Gravel Hill Road and found it to be very unique. We wanted to turn it into a tourist home for the seasonal group. We have spent a lot of money to improve it. We do not want to attract a younger crowd. We want older people. We want people with children. And so, we are not getting something near the beach. We want to be able to go to the beach, but come back and have privacy. So, and go ahead.
So it's a very unique home. It's an A-frame. And we actually came down here looking for a retirement home for ourselves. And we came across this A-frame house, and we said we really like this house. It could really be a nice house for people to come down and spend a week or the weekend. We've been investing a lot of money. We'll probably put about $100,000 into the house when it's finished, which we hope will be finished by the end of the month. We don't know how things happen, but we're hoping by the end of the month. We currently live in Jersey City, which is very densely populated, one of the most densely populated cities in the United States, more densely populated than San Francisco. So we understand what it's like to have your neighbors on top of you. So we wanted to find a home that there was space between us and the neighbors. We wanted to attract families so there wouldn't be a lot of partying and drinking and loud music, because those are all things that we live with now. So we took this home, and we actually do plan to retire here in Sussex County. Maybe not in this home, but in this area, because that's why we came down here in the first place.
And we've approached the neighbors. No one was home on either side of our property. And we've left notes. We left our contact information, and nobody has contacted us. So we've approached them.
How many people are going to live? What rooms are you going to have?
There are two bedrooms.
Two bedrooms?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you're going to have two different families or?
No, one family at a time.
Just one family at a time?
Yes. So
you only rent one bedroom? One of you two would always be there?
We're renting the home.
Okay.
We're partnering with Evolve Rental, Vacation Rentals, and I have some information here about them.
I thought I saw a bed and breakfast somewhere, that's why.
Yes, that's what it's like. It's like an Airbnb. And,
okay. Yeah, we've heard of them, that's right. For sure.
So are you cooking the meals there too?
No. Basically, we're just renting.
You're just renting the house. And
yeah, we're going to have remote access, so everything will be secure. And then through Evolve, they
will manage.
We tell them the kind of clients that we want to come in, families, older couples, and that kind of thing. And then they'll follow that.
So I'm kind of confused why they're here. Yeah. If you just want to rent your home in the county, even by the week, they don't have to, if they're not going to have a bed and breakfast.
I think it was
maybe indicated that they were going to be using Airbnb, which would have triggered the need for the bed and breakfast. But if they're just straight renting their home, I just honestly asked staff the exact same thing.
Yeah, they don't. You don't even have to be here.
Okay.
Like now, citizens, we are.
We're trying to follow the rules, so okay.
Can they get a refund?
Now, you're not in a subdivision. Are you in a subdivision?
Well, it's an estate. So we
have a homeowners
that.
Association? Yeah.
There's restrictive covenants that were included.
I saw those.
Yeah, but
there's
not.
Nothing in there about renting.
Well, there probably wouldn't have been back when they did the
1970-something. Yeah.
In fact, when we purchased that property, we didn't even know that. The realtor didn't tell us. The previous owner didn't tell us.
We thought we were just buying the property. It wasn't part of an estate. It wasn't until
we
received everything.
Well, we don't govern a covenants anyway.
No, they don't do that.
It's irrelevant.
This would have needed the special use if somebody was going to live there and they were going to rent out like a bed and breakfast.
Rooms, yeah. If you're only going to rent rooms.
I think that's the impression we got underneath
when house.
It came to the application.
Okay.
There's no HOA.
When I rented it, I thought it was a bed and breakfast.
No.
No covenants?
There are deed restrictions.
Well, yeah.
But not.
But the county doesn't. But so here's the thing. The county doesn't enforce
deed restrictions. That's what I was coming to.
Now, let's hang on. You say Airbnb.
Well, we're not using Airbnb. We're going to use Evolve.
Oh, there you go.
Evolve. Okay. I like that.
Are you going to rent? Are you going to rent the house or are you going to rent rooms?
The entire house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So family
can
come
do
in.
That. You don't need to be here.
You don't need us.
We don't even need to be here.
No.
Okay.
Wow. Nice meeting y'all.
You got like civics.
So wait a minute.
Yeah. Right.
Well, though.
I make a motion that they get their money back.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about down here now.
Yep.
Can they get their money refunded?
If you so choose, we can do that.
Lady, we're going to help you out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's very nice.
You make a motion.
I'm going to need a motion for that, though.
Yeah.
But now, don't go renting a room out and having a bed and breakfast.
We will not do that.
You know what?
That's not our plan.
But if you want to get, if you want to not get your money back and get a bed and breakfast variant or
if
a special use exemption while you're here?
If they're here and they ever want to maybe end up renting a room or a part of the house, they can do that now and they can ask for that now if they want to cover themselves. But again, they'd have to.
That's not our plan. We don't want to do that.
We're not interested in doing that. We want to rent.
Really?
You mean you don't want people to come and you fix them breakfast and all that?
No. We don't want that.
No, we want someone that's going to enjoy the house and take care of the house for the time that they're there. And I think people who rent rooms are less likely to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you get a motion to get your money back for you.
Oh, we appreciate
like
that.
So, I would suggest it be a motion to deny due to the fact that it is not needed and that you would advise staff to work with the county to refund the money as the application was not required.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we deny the application because it is not needed to rent your house, and I make a motion in my motion that the staff works with the applicant to refund their money.
I second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Ms. McGee that we deny case number 12,138 because it's not needed at this time and that they work with staff to see that they get a refund back or the filing fee. Okay, all those in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Mills?
Aye.
Ms. McGee?
Aye.
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Calloway, so by vote. 5-0, case number 12,138 is denied for the reason of not being needed.
All right,
thank you so much.
And I have
a Sussex County.
And I apologize for any misunderstanding or.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, look, I'm even going to get a milkshake
for
Chick-fil-A closes.
That's right.
Oh, man, that makes my night. Huh? I'll make it to Chick-fil-A and get a milkshake before they close.
There'll be a line.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion for adjournment.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.